that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and I will give you a fair bit of warning. This broadcast you are going to listen to is going to have thoughts from a host who is unvaccinated, unprotected, and unapologetic. Yes, you are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, always wearing the tinfoil hat. Thank you for joining me this week. It is a pleasure to have you listening to my show. So this week is the week. I've said it before on a couple shows. This is the most important show I've ever done. This one is going to top the charts. This is going to be my most important show because we are there. I have talked about Agenda 2030 before. I did a show, a two-part series, Agenda 2030, What You Need to Know Part 1 is my most listened to show to date. Now, I'm going to elaborate on that. I'm going to go over what Agenda 2030 is. But more importantly, I am going to prove to you that Agenda 30 and COVID were put into place, or should I say COVID was put into place to accelerate the arrival of Agenda 2030. If you don't believe me, you have to listen to this show. After you listen to the show, I guarantee you, you will be convinced that the coronavirus pandemic that we have been living through for over a year now is nothing but a facade. It's a political stunt to usher in Agenda 2030. I know it's a lot to take in. I know that a lot of people right now are saying, oh, I've heard that before, Tom. I will prove it to you. You have to listen to this show. And when I prove it to you, you have a job to do. You need to tell everybody to go listen to this show to prove to them that this is not a pandemic. This is an orchestrated plan to bring about total New World Order control. And I know I said it, New World Order. Oh, there's QAnon. There's a conspiracy theorist I know and love. There's no conspiracy. This is true. So you really, truly need to sit back, relax, and open your mind because this show is going to be mind-blowing. But before I get into that, something that came across my desk today that I really needed to talk to you about, and it details what I've said to you before, why it is so important to vote to intelligently vote in your local elections. School boards, city commissioners, county commissioners, you need to know who you're voting for. I live in Shiawassee County, Michigan. Shiawassee County, it has just been found, they received $13.3 million in federal COVID-19 relief money. The problem with that is some of that went straight into the bank accounts of county commissioners. Now, that $13.3 million in COVID relief money, that was meant to help businesses and local governments deal with the effects of COVID-19. Well, here in Shiawassee County, five of the six county commissioners decided, we don't need to give this money to those that are struggling. We need to give it to ourselves. One Shiawassee County commissioner received $25,000. Others receive lesser but still quite substantial amounts of money. Now, the best part is some county commissioners applauded the payments, but one commissioner is appalled. Let's go back to last Thursday. The Shiawassee Board of Commissioners discussed how the county was going to spend some of the $13.3 million from the American Rescue Plan. The commissioners voted 6-0 to give all 250 county employees a one-time payment. Okay, I get that you want to help your own, but why not help the businesses that are struggling, that were shut down, that are struggling to survive? The average payment for each employee was around $2,100, with some receiving more and some receiving less. District 1 Commissioner Marlene Webster did not ask for a breakdown of what every employee would receive. She was under the impression that this would not include payments to commissioners. Her bank account showed otherwise Monday morning. According to Ms. Webster, I checked my bank account balance and I had $3,500 deposited into my bank account from the county. I was appalled and still am. I withdrew the funds immediately and have a cashier's check ready to take back to the treasurer's office. She later learned all commissioners received some level of payment. According to Webster, board chairman Jeremy Root received $25,000. Two commissioners got $10,000, and most other commissioners received around $5,000. District 6 commissioner, why does that sound like the Hunger Games? District 6 commissioner, and for those of you in Shiawassee County that are listening to this show, and I know there's a lot of you, this name that I am about to tell you right now, Cindy Garber, needs to be recalled at this moment. What she says in response to her giving herself a huge payment that was entitled, should have been given to these people who are suffering, should exclude her from ever holding public office again. This is what she said. District 6 Commissioner Cindy Garber said, employees and elected officials like herself deserve the payments. And this is the kicker. She said, personally, I feel I've earned every penny of that money, and I'm going to use it for the intended purpose to stimulate the economy. Really? You gave yourself, we'll say, $10,000, and you let a business fail. Because what would that $10,000 have done to help support a business? Jeremy Root, issued a statement Tuesday saying that these funds had specific allowable uses that included what are called premium payments. Those allowed the county to pay employees and elected officials anywhere between $1,000 and $25,000, according to the Michigan Department of Treasury. Okay, if it has that stipulation, fine. Do what's right. You know people are struggling. $25,000. You give that to a business, that sustains that business for a couple more months. Gives them a chance to make it through the shutdowns that our government has imposed on us. Root said factors that played into how much a person received included seniority, how much somebody worked during the pandemic, specific achievements. Regardless, he said, commissioners wanted to do something nice for all the county's employees' hard work. If I'm not mistaken, those county employees were off during the pandemic. Most of them, there was a skeleton crew, they were off. And I guarantee you, everybody on the county's payroll, because it said 250, give all 250 employees a one-time payment. I guarantee you, not even three quarters of those employees were working during the pandemic. They were laid off. So not only were they collecting unemployment with a huge $900 bonus, but now they get a one-time payment from the county that should have gone to these businesses. This right here is why it is so important that you know who you are voting for in local elections. It can be the city council, the county commissioners, the school board. The school board is so huge, you guys don't even realize it. You have to know who you are voting for. But yet, we don't. We just nonchalantly, tick, 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 and that's it. We have no idea who you're voting for. Five of six of these people should never hold public office again. It's, in my opinion, it's embezzlement. That money should have gone to businesses, even though it is perfectly legal. Where is your moral compass? Where is your fortitude to say, man, there's a lot of businesses struggling out here. I'm not going to take this payment. I'm going to give it to this business or split it up between these businesses to give them a chance because they're hurting. Nope. They decided to take the money and run. And the best part is they tried to discreetly do it by just direct depositing it into the amount or into their bank accounts. If it wasn't for Marlene Webster, District 1 Commissioner, we would never know about this. Kudos to Marlene Webster. She is the only one that needs to be voted in again. She needs to be reelected. She is the only one. Everyone else can take a straight shot to hell. That is the ultimate slap in the face of your constituents. The people who you are supposed to be representing, you just slap them in the face. You don't need this money. I will stimulate the economy better than you will. You don't need this money to keep your livelihood, to keep your family fed and well cared for. I will take care of this money. I'll stimulate the economy for you. That, Cindy Garber said, I deserve this money, and I'm going to use it to stimulate the economy. Tell that to the family who's struggling because they don't have enough money to keep their business running. They can't afford the rent. They can't afford electricity. They can't afford their car payment. Tell that to them, Cindy Garber. This infuriates me because this is the politicians looking at us lower people, these lower class, and saying, I can make this money work better. Yeah, you can, because you're the one spending it for you. The public had no vote on this, because I guarantee you, if there was a vote to say, hey, we're going to give $25,000 to this guy, $10,000 to this commissioner, $10,000 to this commissioner, vote yes. 99.9% of the people would say absolutely not. Give it to the people that need it now. They didn't put it to a vote. They just said, we'll take this money, we'll take this money, we'll take this money, we'll take this money. It's only $13.1 million. We can just spread it out amongst us. This is what we deal with. And if you think this is a Shiawassee County problem in Michigan, you're sorely mistaken. This is a countrywide problem. This is why you have to know who you're voting for. Don't just randomly check. If you don't know who these people are, don't vote at all for those people. Don't vote in that part of the section of the voting ballot. Leave it blank. Because too many people are voting the incumbents in. The incumbents are the big problem. They've been in politics. They know how the game works. Get the new people in there, the people that want to make a difference, the people that would have said, I don't need this money. Give it to this person. Cindy Garber, Jeremy Root, you guys need to be ashamed of yourself. But there are so many more Cindy Garbers and Jeremy Roots out there, and they're all across the country, and we don't know about it. These idiots just got caught. And there's an uproar. Now, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to make them return it? Hell yeah. I'm going to be fighting every step of the way to make sure they return that money and give it to the rightful owners of it, the businesses that were shut down, that are struggling to survive, the families that need that money. They don't need it. They have jobs. To be a city or county commissioner, you work 3 to 4 days a month, maybe. Especially less during the pandemic. But yet you deserve a $25,000 payment. Give me a break. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to talk about Agenda 2030. And this is going to not only blow your mind, it should scare you to no end because it's here. So sit back, relax, open that mind. It's right back.
Go out just to know the dark secret to happiness. Scattered ashes slowly flow. I close my eyes and I ask myself, could I live without you? I doubt it. I thought a thousand times.
The stuff.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Alrighty, Agenda 2030. As I mentioned before at the beginning of the show, I did a two-part show on Agenda 2030. The first part broke records. Highest rated, most listened show that I've ever produced. It's not going to hold a candle to this one, because this one is going to tie in how COVID is just a stepping stool. And it's leading to the implementation of a full 2030 agenda. Now, what I'm going to do, for those of you, and it amazes me how many of you don't know what Agenda 2030 is. For those of you who do know, I get a lot of people that go, meh, not a big deal. It is a big deal. It is a full worldwide government takeover. So, the UN document of Agenda 2030, and the UN is what's behind this, it promises that this plan will transform our world for the better by 2030. And again, it absolutely amazes me how many people have no idea what Agenda 2030 is and why it's a really, really, really big deal. I mean, this show, I really want you to wake up and know what Agenda 2030 is. So I'm going to go on both sides of the spectrum here. Sorry, I'm moving my chair and it's making noise. I'm going to go over what Agenda 2030 is according to the Agenda 2030 website, which is all fairies and unicorns and rainbows and Skittles. It's such a utopian society. And then we're going to break it down, because COVID was the precursor. That was the push button. That was the nuclear button. When COVID came in, it unleashed Agenda 2030 upon us. And you are going to be amazed at what I tell you. Goal number one of Agenda 2030 is to end poverty in all its forms everywhere. That's a lofty goal. That's a great goal, because who wants anybody to live in poverty? Goal number two, end hunger, achieve food security, and improve nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture. That's a great goal. Goal three, ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. It doesn't matter if you're 8 or 80. Agenda 2030 wants you to be just healthy. And that's a great thing, right? It sounds great. I can't complain so far. Goal number four, ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. I can't complain with that. Everybody should learn, no matter how old they are. Goal number five, achieve gender equality and empowerment for all women and girls. It sounds like feminism to me, but I have no problem with women and girls being equal to men and boys. I don't. I have no problem with that. Goal number six, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. I'm sorry, everybody deserves clean water, right? Goal number seven, ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. Again, if you got clean water, you should have reliable energy that's affordable, right? How can you go wrong with Agenda 2030 so far? Goal number 8, promote sustained, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. I can't wait for that day. It makes me wonder why we haven't been able to do that now. I can't wait for 2030. Goal number 9, build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. Bring the future on. I love technology. Goal number 10, reduced inequality within and among countries. Pretty simple. I agree, everybody's equal. We're all humans, right? Goal number 10, make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. I guess I never thought of my neighborhood as a human settlement, but sounds kind of cool. Sounds very prehistoric. Goal number 12, ensure sustainability, consumption, and production patterns. Makes sense to me. Let's move on to goal number 13, take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. I don't think I need to comment on that one. You know how I feel about climate change. Goal number 14, conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas, and marine resources for sustainable development. If you've listened to the show for a little bit, you know I love the ocean. I love the ocean's creatures. We need to take care of them. I have no problem with that. Goal number 15, protect, restore, and promote sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems, sustainably manage forests, combat deforestation, and halt and reverse land degradation and halt biodiversity loss. I'm all for the environment. I'm all for planting more trees. In my opinion, the reason the dinosaurs got so big is there were more trees, more oxygen in the air. The more oxygen you have in the air, the more healthier you are, the bigger you grow. We don't have enough trees. Plant more. I'm all for it. Goal number 16, promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, provide access to justice for all, and build effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions at all levels. I can't wait till 2030 because apparently we just flip a switch and we all get along, right? Goal number 17, strengthen the means of implementation and revitalize the global partnership for sustainable development. Who wouldn't want that, right? So you listen to these. You listen to everything that I just laid out, the 17 goals of 2030, of Agenda 2030, and we're going to live in a utopia. Everybody's going to get along. By 2030, I don't know what's going to happen, but by 2030, everybody's going to get along. We're all going to live in human settlements, and we're all going to have enough food, electricity, be learning every day. It's going to be great if it could actually happen. Here's the thing. Why wait till 2030 to make this happen? Why were we not doing this before? The reason for that is it's not possible. It's not going to happen. We as a human race cannot do this. We are too barbaric. We are not going to unify. We are not going to live in a utopia. We have too many ulterior motives to be learning every day, to give everybody free, affordable energy and clean water. It's not happening. This is a facade. This is a dream. This is government control, and people are buying this left and right. In the history of humankind, do you not think that people have been striving for this for eternity? And all of a sudden, by 2030, we're going to be able to achieve it? Because the government says so? When has the government ever been able to produce anything? I'm waiting. I'll give you the answer. It hasn't. The government is too frivolous. The government can't do anything. It's up to the people. I don't know how people are so, the people that know about this and that love this. Oh, 2030, we're all going to love one another. It's going to be like the 70s all over. We're going to hand each other flowers and sing kumbaya. It's not going to be like that. See, this is how it starts. Now, we've heard of the American Rescue Plan, the American Family Act. You know, the government is really, really good about using pleasant-sounding terms. Well, when it comes to Agenda 2030, they're using these pleasant-sounding environmental concepts. But the reason they're doing that is to steal people's private land and property rights for the express purpose of forcing people off of their land and into government-controlled cities. You are going to, let's say in my neighborhood, I have my land. I have my half acre of land. I have a house. I love my area. But a big rainstorm comes through. And in the backyard, when a big rainstorm comes through, my backyard floods and it fills in with a little pond for about a day or two. Agenda 2030. And you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm not, because it's happening already. Agenda 2030. Government officials can come in and say, whoop, there's a wetland. This is government property. Off to the city. You don't think it can happen? It's happening already. I'm going to go into this. You're going to change your mind. You're not going to say, Tom, you're crazy. You're crazy. By the end of this show, you're going to be like, Tom, oh my God, I'm scared. So you've heard of concentration camps. You've heard of government concentration camps. Last episode, I talked to you about how 9 military bases are rumored to be being converted to concentration camps to house the citizens of this country who refuse to get the coronavirus vaccine. I don't know if that's true, but even if it's not, that's a scary thought. But we can be living in a concentration camp. We are living in a concentration camp as we speak. In a concentration camp doesn't have to be surrounded by fence. It doesn't have to be surrounded by barbed wire. Right now, everywhere we go, we are being videoed. We are being recorded. People know where we are every second of the day. If you're in a city, there's cameras everywhere. If you're at home, we have smartphones, smart TVs that can listen in, and the cameras can click on whenever they want. We are never alone. Everything we do, I guarantee you, my phone is over right across the room. It could be listening to me right now. We are coercively enforced by government regulations. Every day there's more government regulations telling us what we can and cannot do. That is a form of a concentration camp. We were born to be free. We're letting our government control us. 5G, I did a show on 5G that, oh my gosh, it ruffled so many feathers, because people love technology. Oh, 5G, it makes me download that YouTube video 10 times faster. It's not bad. 5G and the upcoming 6G are going to be able to control the necessary resources like energy and food. We have an increased police state control, and this is not a knock against our wonderful policemen and women. 99% of them are wonderful. But when you have tanks, when you have armored personnel carriers, that is a police state. That is a militarization of our police force that is not needed. We do not need a tank to take out a sniper. We do not need a tank to take out a domestic violence incident. But yet we have them. And that is all a precursor of what is to come. Now, the Agenda 2030, in a nutshell, is about eliminating our constitutional rights, and they are going to replace them with communitarian rights. Now, the constitutional mindset, so for those of you who listen to the show and don't know what the Constitution is about, in a nutshell, under our Constitution, rights are not given by the government, but by God. Those rights include the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our Bill of Rights gives us the rights to be free. Now, communitarianism is the balancing of the individual's rights against those of the community. In the U.S. Constitution, again, we are guaranteed rights that we are born with, such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Under the communitarian mindset, You are balancing rights with the rights of the community. Now, I want to give you an example, because this is an example that we who are not vaccinated are dealing with every day. Now, before I give you this example, let's look back. Look at all of the reports and all of the articles about the vaccine and how those of us who are not vaccinated are causing the numbers of coronavirus due to the Delta strain to skyrocket. And what do the comments say? The comments say that those of us who are not vaccinated are selfish. If you insist on individual rights, which those of us who are not vaccinated are doing that, we are insisting that we have our individual right to decline the coronavirus vaccination. We have the government and the media just blasting out that those of us who are not vaccinated, we're selfish. We need to stand up and we need to look in the mirror and we need to say to ourselves, I can't be selfish anymore. I need to get a vaccine. This is what we are up against, because if you insist on your individual rights under communitarianism, you are selfish. That is what communitarianism is. You don't care about yourself. You care about the community and everyone else. This is what people are being taught now. If you are unvaccinated, those of us who are unvaccinated do not care about the community. We care about ourselves. And individual rights now are looked down upon. Remember when the left was screaming about abortion? My body, my choice. Where is that argument now? Because when we who say we don't want to be vaccinated because it's my body, my choice, we're being drowned out because we're selfish. And the media and the government are telling us and telling everyone around us that we're selfish. The rights of the community take precedence over those of the individual in communitarianism. The individual must defer to the community, which is an expansion of the Marxist concept of for each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. That's from Karl Marx in his 1875 critique of the Gotha program. You are seeing this evolve in come to fruition right before your eyes. I told you over the last couple shows that we who are unvaccinated are looked down upon. And it is because the government and the media are brainwashing, feeding those who have been vaccinated. Because those who have been vaccinated, oh, the government thinks highly of me because I've been vaccinated. And they're forcing them to look down on us. This is not as crazy as you think it is. It's communitarianism. This is what the Agenda 2030, its whole concept is. You no longer have an individual right. Your thoughts and your behaviors should think about the community as a whole. Now, what I want you to do is when you hear me, I want you to think of what the UN goal is for 2030 and what is happening here in COVID, in the COVID world we live in. Now, according to the UN, Agenda 2030 is all about creating a sustainable world that's in balance with nature, where there's no hunger, equality, rainbows and unicorns and fairies and Skittles and lovely sea turtles, whatever. Everybody is in cahoots with each other. Everybody loves one another. Let's look at the United Nations. The United Nations is an intergovernmental organization. All countries of the world are members and donate tax money to the UN. I want it to be known that the UN is no friend of the United States. The United States pays its more than its fair share, and the UN is not a friend of the United States. But back to 2030. These sustainable development goals, these trickle down from the UN to federal governments to local governments, meaning in all likelihood, your city and major cities are executing programs in context to these SDGs, sustainable development goals. The programs in your city may have varying names, but it's not about sustainability and smart technology. It's about implementation of Agenda 2030. Some of you may have heard of the Strong Cities program that a lot of the major cities, Democrat-run cities, are trying to implement. And basically, it defunds the police. It just turns the cities into total chaos, where the government is in complete control. You have no rights or anything. Look into it. Strong Cities. But in a nutshell, Agenda 2030 is basically technocracy. Technocracy is the science of social engineering. A technocracy is a government system where science dictates how society is organized. The focus lies on resource management and population management on a global scale. The entities that run such a system are technocrats, scientists, the ruling class, and artificial intelligence. Now, in a technocracy, all resources of the planet are hooked into and managed by a control grid. Resources include food, water, land, constructions, animal, and people. Products and living beings can be tracked with microchips with geolocation, RFID sensors, and 5G. Fluids, gas, and electricity throughput can be counted with smart meters. Remember, smart meters. The smart grid knows exactly what, when, where, and how much you use. Your access to resources can be shut down remotely. Now let's talk quickly about these smart meters. In Texas, during this whole heat wave, the energy companies were telling Texans, hey, we're running out of power, raise your thermostats to 78 degrees so we can save power. Some people didn't do that. So those energy companies were going in to those people's thermostats and changing remotely the temperature to 78 degrees. They can be remotely shut off of power. So if the government can see what you're using in the form of power via smart meters, if they deem you to using too much power, they can tell the energy company, the power company, just shut them off. And they can do it remotely. That is one of the reasons why people were so against smart meters, because they have no control. They can be shut off at a moment's notice. If you're using too much power, if your carbon footprint per se is too big, nope, we're going to shut you off. Population management is part of Agenda 2030. Now, population management is about tracking the population, controlling where people can go, which behavior is acceptable, and tracking the population count and controlling who is able to reproduce. A technocracy is a high-tech surveillance prison state. Cameras and face detection play a vital role, but online behavior is also monitored. Punishments for behavior deemed unsuitable to the technocrats would be automated, removing the human factor in negotiation from the equation. The ruling class, the New World Order types, the Soros, the Rothschilds, they liked China's digital dictatorship and social credit system, and they want to see it expand throughout the world. Now, to hook up to the main grid, man has to merge with machine, which at some point means nanorobotics would have to be inserted into the body. What is one thing that you've heard about this coronavirus vaccine that they're inserting something into your body? So in order to be integrated into this grid, they are injecting you with a quote-unquote vaccine, which is the COVID vaccine, but in reality, they're injecting you with nanorobots. Why do you think they are so hell-bent on getting everyone vaccinated? Those of us who are not vaccinated are not integrated into the grid, so therefore we cannot be counted, we cannot be manipulated. It starts to make sense now. But let's just stop for a second And let's backtrack. Let's look at what we've learned so far. The ruling class, the Rothschilds, the Soroses, the Bezos, the Zuckerbergs, you name it, they are hell-bent on transforming the world into a technocracy. UN Agenda 2030 and COVID-19 are the tools to transform a society into technocracy. UN Agenda 2030 is a facade for the public while a one world government technocracy is implemented. We are being duped. Those of you who are listening, and I'm not discounting you. Look, you had your own reasons for getting the vaccine. I believe there is some nefarious reason that they are hellbent on everybody getting the vaccine. It makes no sense why they're so, you can sit there and you can say, we want everybody to be healthy. Where was that during the H1N1? Where was that during SARS, where thousands and thousands and thousands of people were dying? It wasn't anywhere. But now we're giving millions of dollars away for people to go ahead and get the vaccine. This makes too much sense, what I'm saying. So right now, the world is occupied with this COVID-19 chaos. I want to go over a quote-unquote list of targets that this New World Order, the UN, is looking to control over mankind. We've heard of ID 2020. It's a digital identity. CoviPass is the word now that is being used instead of a vaccine passport. It's a digital health card that is going to allow you to move freely around the world or go to concerts or go to sporting events. If you are not vaccinated, in other words, if you don't have those nanobots in you, you don't get a CoviPass. I know this sounds crazy, but it makes complete sense. Think about it in terms of COVID. Why are they so hell-bent on getting everyone vaccinated? What is their ulterior motive? Because they could give a rat's ass if you or I are vaccinated. They're vaccinated, supposedly. They don't care. There's a reason they want everyone vaccinated. There's a reason they're going door to door to make sure people are vaccinated. Those of us who are not vaccinated are going to be looked down upon. We're not going to be part of the community. We believe in our individual rights, and we are dissidents at that point. On top of that, there's a digital monetary system, cashless society. How many times have you gone to the store and saw stores that do not take cash anymore? Cash is legal tender. It's a Federal Reserve note. Cash should be accepted everywhere. But we supposedly have a change shortage, so we can't use cash. We can only use credit. How many times have you gone to the grocery store and have been prompted at the self-checkout because there's no cashiers anymore that this is a credit-only register? Do you wish to continue? They are trying to do away with cash. They are, and the reason for that is if you pay with credit, it's connected to your identity. They know where you were. They know what you want to buy. The vaccination. The vaccination is huge in the 2030 agenda because it merges man with machine. Man with machine, and I know it sounds crazy, but it makes sense. Look at it from my point of view. Why are they pushing this? I keep saying it. Why are they pushing this vaccination? There's something going on. There's something that they're not telling us why they want everybody to get vaccinated. When is the last time you saw a government official come to your door besides the census? No? Never? Never. Never is the answer. You have a virus, supposedly, with a 99, we'll lowball this, a 99% chance of survival. And they are requiring everyone to get vaccinated. They will not be happy until another 50% of us are vaccinated against this, to make the whole country, the whole world vaccinated against this. This is a worldwide phenomenon. This isn't just America. This is worldwide. AI. AI is proving to be a very, very substantial technology in the future. AI is going to control our resources. It's going to control our population. There's something that they call smart cities. Now, Walmart, for example, when you walk into Walmart, look at the side of each door. You go into the main door, and then you go into the secondary door that leads you into the store. Do you see those black domes on the side of the doors? You know what those are? Those are facial recognition cameras. Everywhere you go, you're being tracked. You're being monitored. If you have a smartphone, if you have a cell phone at all, they know where you are at any given time. If you live in a city like New York, Detroit, Ann Arbor, Madison, Wisconsin, Reno, Nevada, Los Angeles, California, I don't know, a big city, there are cameras everywhere. Everywhere you go. If they want to know where you are, they can track you anywhere you go. And it's going to come down to, you have to have digital access. You have to have a card that will allow you into here. It'll allow you into here. And what do you think it all revolves around? It revolves around the vaccine. The vaccine is the mesh that holds everything together. If you don't have the vaccine, you don't go anywhere. You're put in a concentration camp. You are a dissident against the government because you are not for the community. You are for yourself. And in the Agenda 2030, for those of us who think for ourselves, we think of our families first, that is not tolerated. I've talked to you before about 5G smart meters. Smart meters are run off 5G sometimes. They don't like how much energy you're using. They think you're using too much energy. They turn it off. You're gone. You don't have any power until they deem you responsible enough to control your power usage. Self-driving cars. Do you really? I mean, with me, I don't like self-driving cars. I want to be in control of what I'm driving, how I'm driving. If I need to hit the brakes, I feel I can hit the brakes. One of the things that stands out on Agenda 2030 is the environment. They want to remove people from rural areas. And when I mentioned the scenario where when it rains a lot, I have a pond in my backyard that dissipates in about a day or two, I'm not joking when I say that they can deem that a wetland and they can take over every aspect of my property and ship me into these mega cities. Now, one thing about the environment I would like to tell you is I'm a firm believer that we need to protect our environment. Do you expect me to see me going out and hugging trees while they're cutting them? No. But I do believe we need to plant more trees. We need to protect our oceans. So you can call me a wacko environmentalist, but in all actuality, I'm just somebody that realizes how important the environment is. We need trees. We need to plant more trees to give us more oxygen. We work in conjunction with each other. Our oceans need to be saved. But the government in 2030 is going to, they are going to move people out of city area or suburban or rural areas and move them into what they call mega cities. And these are going to be smart cities where they can monitor what you do, when you do it, how you do it, and how much energy you're using. In other words, you will no longer have any private property. You will not own your land. You will not own your house. You will not own your business. Heck, you won't even own your body because the government will have everything they need to know on your health. They will tell you when you can get remedies for a sickness, when you can get shots, when you can get treatment for cancer. They will essentially decide that you are no longer productive in this society, in this community. So therefore, we're just going to peacefully let you expire. We know what that means. But it all goes back to mandatory vaccinations and the mask mandates. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But communitarianism is the ideology of the common good. Community goals trump individual rights. Community interests are dictated by our government and the corporations that support our government. Dissidents, in other words, those who do not get vaccinated, will be outcasts. And that leads us to the coup de grace of what this is all about. And you may have heard it before, the Great Reset. The technocrats want a fully digital monetary system. They will have it linked to your identity as well as all of your health. According to the technocrats, the best way to achieve that is to completely destroy the old system and introduce a new system. The World Economic Forum has already come out publicly with what they call the Great Reset. The whole point of the Great Reset is to destroy the middle class. So you will have the elites, which are government officials, corporations that support the government, and then the rest of the people that are going to be struggling to get by. They're going to say, you have everything you need from us. It won't be enough. We have been dealt a major blow across this country with the first lockdown of the coronavirus pandemic. It has killed the middle class. It has killed the self-employed individuals who decided to take a chance and start their own business. You've already seen the news about the Delta variant. And you've seen in Los Angeles and other counties and other places across the country that they're already starting another lockdown, another mass mandate. This will be a second, longer, and tougher lockdown, and it will completely wipe out the middle class. Anyone who observes the media with open eyes sees that the second wave is planned on the basis of infections. Listen to the media reports. All they talk about is how many people are getting sick. They don't talk about the fact that hospitalizations and deaths are not rising, but it's just the number of people who are sick. Newsflash, people get sick. This is a virus that's going around, just like they do with the cold, just like they do with the flu. This is nothing different. There is no increase in the amount of hospitalizations. There is no increase in the amount of deaths that are associated with this Delta variant. Everybody keeps talking, and they're not lying. We just choose not to listen and not read between the lines. Everybody says this is a more contagious variant. And it may be. More people are getting COVID, but you know what? The more people that get COVID are the more people that are immune to COVID after they get through it. And 99% of the people are going to get through it. So therefore, 99% of the people are going to be fine. They don't need the vaccine, but you don't hear about that. All you hear about is, you need to get vaccinated, you need to get vaccinated. Disregarding the fact that the human immune system has gone on for eons and kept us safe, and it will continue to do so. Infections are irrelevant because the PCR test is scientific fraud. We know this. The COVID tests that are going around where they stick a Q-tip through your brain, essentially, and come back and say you're positive, how many times have we heard of stories where people have waited in line and not got the COVID test, but all of a sudden they get word through a voicemail or a letter or an email saying you tested positive. And they're like, how did I test positive? I never even got tested. The numbers are fraudulent. And in a wake population, a population that knows what's going on will not accept a second lockdown. And there are not going to be a lot of people that accept this second lockdown. There are going to be those that say, oh, the government says we need to lock down, so we need to lock down. You're going to have those people who have no control, have no desire to live their life. They want the government to live it for them. They have no desire to be free, to do what they want to do. For the majority of us, we want to be free. We are not going to accept this lockdown. Now let's bring COVID really into the equation here. The COVID test. I unfortunately had to have two COVID tests. I had one in Alabama when I passed out, and then I had one here in Owosso when I literally was dying because I couldn't breathe. I agree that this is a swab that they can collect your DNA. Via the vaccination, the government can modify the DNA of the population by bringing in nanorobots. And listen, I know how this sounds. This sounds like Battlestar Galactica crazy. It does. But nanorobots are a legitimate technology. The government has nanorobots, and they're microscopic. And they can change our DNA. Let's talk about high-tech surveillance in COVID. Facial recognition. I talked about how you go into Walmart and you have a facial recognition camera that picks you up. They can monitor that you're wearing your mask, and they can reward you or they can punish you accordingly. Not right now, but in 2030, in this 2030 agenda. And trust me, I think this 2030 agenda is going to happen before 2030. These contact tracing. How many times have you gone to the doctor? I remember when my wife was getting radiation treatments, I would have to go in and there was somebody at the desk and they'd take my temperature. It's contact tracing. It's temperature measurements. It's resource access based on your health. Right now, it's masks. Soon, it's going to be a vaccine passport or COVID pass is the general term that I'm hearing is going to be used. All sensitive practices that would have never been accepted without a health crisis are now widely accepted by everyone for the betterment of the community. How many times are we going to hear that? You need to get your vaccine to help to prevent the spread in the community. Our government is saying that left and right, and you're having these people that don't have a mind of their own repeat the jargon word for word. Oh, these anti-vaxxers, they're only thinking of themselves. The individual. These are communitarians who think with the community. We are here to think what's best for the community. Listen, I love my neighbors. I love the town I live in. I love where I grew up. I'm looking out for number one, and number one is my family. I'm looking out for their benefit. The community can burn around me for all I care, as long as my family's safe. And that will put me in hot water in Agenda 21, because I'm an individual. I have individual thoughts. I'm not thinking of the community. They're going to destroy your fundamental rights and freedoms. They're going to use, and they use it now. How many times have you heard the government say, this is for your safety? We're going to give you this vaccine for the safety of you and others. How many times have you heard that? This is the new normal after COVID. It's everybody thinks of everybody else. It's all part of the plan. This COVID was part of the plan. Not only to get Trump out of office. That was the easy part. Now they're convincing millions and millions and billions of people around the world that you need to do your part in your community. You need to get that vaccine. It's for your safety and the safety of others. Everything that is going on now with this whole COVID quote-unquote pandemic all can be traced back and it can be connected to this 2030 agenda. This COVID-19 pandemic is an excuse to bring about the 2030 agenda. And it is amazing how many people are not even questioning this. They are giving up their God-given rights. They are giving up their individualism. and letting the government tell them what they can and can't do. For those of us who choose not to get vaccinated, it's going to be a tough road for us. I'm not going to candy coat it. We are going to be looked upon as dissidents. And this is coming. This 2030 agenda is coming, because who's going to stop it? Who has the spine, the backbone to stop this? Because it's going to take a rising up. The only thing that's going to stop this is people rising up, and we don't have enough people that have a backbone to do this. So it is coming. You will be moved from your home and brought into mega cities, where it's just essentially a tall building with apartments next to a tall building with apartments next to a tall building with apartments. You will own nothing. And the government says you will own nothing and you will love it. And half the population will own nothing and they will love it because the government says so. Because they have no idea how to think for themselves. They don't want to. It's too much work for them. But for those of us who know that we are more than this, that there is no one man or woman that can control us, because we are free individuals given the freedom by God. We know that there's more to this, and it's going to get ugly. There are going to be people that are killed for not taking the COVID vaccine. And it doesn't matter. People like me, people like my family who have been through COVID, and we have the antibodies. And even after the antibodies leave our system, we have the T cells that are able to create the antibodies. We can fight this naturally. But the government still wants us to get the vaccine. Doesn't that strike you as odd? Any other time, if you have the flu, if you have influenza A that year, you're not going to ever get that strain again, because your body created antibodies and they have T cells that can create that defense. If you have the mumps, if you have shingles, if you have chicken pox, our body knows what that is after we get it. And we never get it again. What is so different about COVID-19? What makes it so different that our bodies, even if we get it, our body's immune system cannot recognize it again? Well, Tom, it has different variants. So does the flu. And every time we get the flu, 99% of us survive it. There will be 1% that it knocks down and unfortunately takes them out. Same with coronavirus. So where was this concern when flu epidemics are going around the country? The reason is they have an excuse. They have a coronavirus, a different coronavirus now. Man-made, not man-made, you decide. Was it from a bat? Was it from a horseshoe crab? Was it from, who knows? But it's out there. I don't deny that it's out there. Because it is. I've been through it. Every one of my family members, I think my daughter hasn't. I don't know. Every one of my family, well, no, she had it. Every one of my family members has been through it. It's out there. But you know what? We've all been through the flu. It hit some of us harder. It hit me very hard because I've had the flu before and never had to go to the hospital. This one hit me hard. But you know what? I survived. I am very confident that I will not get coronavirus again because my body now knows how to fight it. But you look at every article, you look at every government official say, nope, you need the vaccine. You're telling me my body, my human immune system is not equipped to fight coronavirus, but this untested, untrialed vaccine that we have no idea what it's going to do, that vaccine is going to protect me? I'll take my chances, because for thousands and thousands of years, the human race has survived because of its immune system. I'll take my chances. We've all been through it once. If I get it again, maybe I get it worse, and I die. No, that's the card that was drawn to me. If I get it again, there's a very good chance that I will not get it as bad, because my body knows how to fight it now, because it has the antibodies, and it has the antibodies from other people. it's just, it's asinine. It is infuriating how many people are just so oblivious to what is going on around them. Agenda 2030 is coming. You lose your individual freedoms. You lose any property. You lose anything you own. By 2030, you will own nothing. And the government says you will be extremely happy. And half of you, because the government says that, will believe that. Meanwhile, the other half will be dissidents and dealt with in a certain way that I don't even know. I don't want to know. I know it's coming. The only way to avoid, I don't even know if there is any way to avoid it, because I don't know if we have enough spine in this country. But I'm telling you one thing. What the government is doing right now is building a spine in this country. People are ready to fight back. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see war. I don't want to see people killed. But you have the President of the United States coming on live TV, talking to the nation, saying, well, if you're going to fight the government, you might as well get F-15s and nuclear bombs. It's a direct threat. In other words, don't even bother coming against us, because we will knock you out. We will wipe you out with nuclear warheads. Is that America? Is that what you want to live in? I take that as a personal threat. How do you take that? Are you scared about the future? Do you know what 2030 is? Contact me at GhostSeeker4, GhostSeeker4 at charter.net, or you can call me at 989-607-4722. Let me know what you think. This has been probably my most important show. You should know by now, after listening to this show, how the COVID, quote-unquote, pandemic and Agenda 2030, all of this coincides, it collides with each other. This is what is coming. I'm not happy to say this. I don't want to say this. But this is what is coming. What are we going to do about it? You're going to get that vaccine. And again, it's your choice. If you want to get that vaccine, go right ahead. But don't ridicule, mock me, or call me selfish for not getting that vaccine. There's a lot of bad blood in this country right now, and a lot of it is coming from the vaccinators and the non-vaxxers. Where's it going to end? Let me know. Contact me at GhostSeeker4 at charter.net. Again, GhostSeeker4 at charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, leaving on a somber note. I will talk to you next week. Take care. Be safe. God bless America.